Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? Most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, brought to you by StGeorgeUtahGolf.com. Here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I am Mitch Lawrence in the seaside golf capital of the world, beautiful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Darren Bunch out there in California, sunny no doubt. And obviously a beautiful place. Darren, how you doing out there, man?
I am doing well. It's a beautiful day and happy to be talking golf getaways as always. Today we're going to Vegas, baby. We're going to have Jason Deegan on from Golf Advisor. He's going to talk about some changes at Royal Links, which is one of the kind of quirky, cool places in Vegas. It's a love it or hate it course that we happen to love. And looking forward to talking to him quite a bit about it.
Yeah, and Deegs is really one of the great people to talk to about anything golf related, and you'll find out more about him shortly. You can find us here on Talking Golf Getaways at our new home, golfnewsnet.com. You can find us on iTunes, podcasts, and TuneIn. Darren on social media, at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E, on Twitter and Instagram. And before we get going with the Deegster, we wouldn't be able to do this without our sponsors. And for the first few weeks of Talking Golf Getaways, our great sponsor happens to be a place that Darren and I both love, the up-and-coming golf destination of St. George, Utah. And it's climbing the list of go-to golf destinations in the West for good reason. 300 days of sunshine a year, fantastic picturesque golf courses to choose from, a variety of affordable lodging options, great food, and a lot more. And more golf travelers, and I'm talking about couples, multi-foursome buddy trips, are all discovering the beauty of St. George, Utah at the foot of majestic Zion National Park. And Darren, I know you love this place. You've just been there.
Oh, man, I definitely love it. A lot of great golf courses. The course at Sand Hollow is just unbelievable. The back nine, you stand and play above the Virgin River Gorge. And it's just a great place. And St. George, Utah Golf .com is the way to book your packages there. It's a family-owned and operated operation, and we just love it. And so get there, get online, go to StGeorgeUtahGolf.com to book your next great golf getaway today.
All right, so now we move from St. George, Utah to not that far away, Las Vegas, pretty close, and it's one of the reasons St. George is so great, because it's close to Vegas. But today on Talking Golf Getaways, we are once again joined by one of our favorite golf writers and people. Generally, forget the golf part of it. Jason Deegan joins us, senior staff writer for Golf Advisor. He's covered and reviewed nearly 800 golf courses in 18 countries since 1999. Clearly, he has had no other life since 1999. But he's been honored by the Golf Writers Association of America, the Michigan Press Association, now living in the San Francisco Bay Area, Northern California, and we're thrilled to have him join us once again to talk a little bit about Las Vegas and Royal Links. You can find Jason on Twitter, at World Golfer, and on Instagram, at Jason Deegan Golf Advisor. Deegs, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Jason, it's always great to have you, and love talking golf, and you know, either when we're together traveling or definitely here on the show. We wanted to get into a piece you wrote about Royal Links in Las Vegas. It was kind of an interesting piece. It's long been one of my kind of favorite places to play in Las Vegas. Mitch and I had played there together years ago, and it's always struck me as kind of an interesting place in that if you're looking for a true Links, you know, the true Scottish experience, you're probably not going to get it at Royal Links. But if you're looking for something that is pretty close to Links Golf there in the Las Vegas Valley, It's really kind of an interesting place to go. So we're curious on your take about it.
I think we're pretty much in the same boat here. You know, it's if you've been to Scotland or Ireland and then you go play Royal Lynx, you'll think, what the heck? You know, this is not Lynx golf. But, you know, if you go there not having experienced Lynx golf, you get at least some of the sense of what they're trying to accomplish at Royal Lynx. You get great fun caddies, you get blind shots, you get pot bunkers, you get some bounce and roll on some approach shots. So you get a taste, and I think that's ultimately what the goal is. Because you can't, every replica course is exactly that. It's a copycat. So, you know, it's not the original, but in terms of delivering some taste of overseas links golf, it delivers.
The Royal Lynx is, there's just to explain to people who haven't been there, there's 18 replica holes, and they're taken from 11 Open Championship venues in Scotland and England. When Darren and I, he mentioned that we had played there, we spent a few days and we did we had some wonderful times there. When we were there, it was part of Walter's Golf, who also has Bally High, and people in the Vegas area are certainly familiar with them. But now, as you covered beautifully in your Golf Advisor article, there's a change that's happening. And one of the great names in golf, who people may not know, Shelby Futch of the Scottsdale Golf Group. Why don't you tell us about Shelby and his interest in Royal Lynx and what's going on there now?
So Shelby, has bought the course. I think it was just last week. So this is pretty new news. And he was great to talk to. I was impressed with him from the get-go. You know, we caught up by phone. He's in the Arizona Golf Hall of Fame, so he's a good player. He founded the John Jacobs Golf Schools. He's just really deep into the golf industry. A lot of people know who he is and respect what he does. And he bought the course. It sounds like he's fully invested in keeping it one of the most unique courses in Vegas. The thing that struck me that he said right away is he's going to turn that. If you played at Royal Lynx, they have the 10th hole, they have a billboard that you have to hit over. It's a blind shot. It's kind of to replicate the shot over the Old Course Hotel on the road hole at St. Andrews. So he wants to turn that billboard into an electronic scoreboard and just, when golfers come to the tee, their names are going to be on this billboard. He told me he's going to manipulate their scorecard so that it reads that they're shooting under par. So it's just going to be kind of a fun little added touch to the golf course.
That sounds like it would be a very Las Vegas thing to do for Royal Lynx. And, you know, that's one of the things about that course I've always thought is you could only pull that kind of a replica course off in Las Vegas. It is very much a Las Vegas experience to play.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the clubhouse. I mean, it's a castle. And, you know, if you've been to Scotland or Ireland, I can't think of a single Lynx golf course that has a castle clubhouse. I mean, that's just a very American take on Lynx golf. But, you know, it works in Vegas because everything works in Vegas. The crazier, the more gaudy, or the more bling, it just attracts people.
When you talk to Shelby, he's a lifetime member at Ballybunion in Ireland. Does he have any kind of changes planned to what's there? Or is he, I know that Billy Walters, the relationship they had, Billy was impressed with the fact that Shelby wanted to kind of really hold on to the historic nature, because there are signs with the history of the game and different things about the historic courses. Did you find out anything from Shelby relative to his deep love, obviously, of Lynx golf?
I think, what Shelby really did was, basically made a commitment to keeping the golf course a golf course. You know, there were a lot of rumors locally that it was going to be developed. So just the fact that he's keeping the golf course, and like Darren mentioned earlier, Vegas insiders tell me all the time, it's one of the most fun golf courses to play in Vegas. So, you know, the strategy of it, the uniqueness of the holes, people just love to play it. So, it would be a real bummer if that place closed. So it sounds like Shelby's committed long term. I don't know if he has any changes coming, but just the fact that it's going to be around is a bonus.
And especially considering the rumors in Las Vegas that, you know, Bally High might go away and be developed. The Wynn Las Vegas might be developed, which has been a rumor since the day that golf course opened as the renovated Desert Inn course. You know, to have, I think you're right, to have Royal Links, which is a place when I was the editor of the paper there in Las Vegas, you know, just to have it as a place for people to play, not only people come to town, but locals enjoy it as kind of a special occasion golf course. It is truly a lot of fun. I have a blast when I play it, and especially now that we play, you know, Mitch and I obviously play with the Hickories and have all kinds of fun out there.
All right, we've covered Royal Links. Just quickly, since you are Jason Deegan, golf advisor, any tips on where you like to stay when you visit Vegas and maybe a couple of other must-play courses that you like in that area? Again, Southern Nevada offers a lot.
You know, I'm pretty spoiled, and I tend to run it to the places that cost a pretty penny. You know, I usually stay at Aria just because it allows access to Shadow Creek. You have to stay at an MGM-type property to do that. I love Cascada. You know, it's a little bit out of town, away from the Strip, but that's what's awesome about it. I also love going out to Wolf Creek. It's an even longer hike to get out there. But again, when you're talking about one-of-a-kind golf experiences, just those canyons and those views and those crazy blind shots through the Red Rock, it's a pretty, pretty special experience out there at Wolf Creek.
All right. So there's a reason you're called Jason Deegan, Golf Advisor.
I send people to the one-of-a-kind places because if you're traveling for golf, you know, that's what you want. You want a unique experience to that area.
All right. Well, we thank you for being on this podcast. We're talking to you a lot. We have the episode and the podcast about South Korea, which is great. We've also got one that you're going to talk to us about Mossy Oak and Old Waverly in Mississippi. And then, of course, your Emergency 9 coming up. And I know everybody's really excited about that. So thanks for being with us to talk Royal Links, Deegs. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. I'll be here. Thanks.
Okay. Darren, out there on the left edge, I'll talk to you shortly.
Definitely. We will. We're looking forward to hearing a lot more from Jason.
Listeners, hit us up. Golf travel questions, suggestions, future episodes. Be sure to let us know your favorite places to play, stay, and eat. Hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9. And, of course, we will talk to you next time. Thanks for being with us. I'm Mitch Lawrence. He's Darren Bunch. Until next time, as Tom Petty says, keep running down the dream. So long.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.